But
Well,
that.
yeah, you need a co-host because when you're by yourself, it's kind of like you're just, I don't know, you're by yourself.
You're just like talking to yourself, basically.
Exactly. I think this is more interesting now.
Absolutely. So tell me something interesting about you.
Well, I'm an entertainer. I'm all over social media. I'm on Musical.ly. Have you ever heard of Musical.ly? You should really check the app out. It's pretty interesting.
No, I have not. What
You
is
have
music?
never, you basically lip sync to, you can do, I usually do a lot of comedy skits. They also have like music. Like you just like it's basically putting yourself into your own music video.
Oh, okay.
That's basically
Interesting.
what you're doing. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I think this app is awesome, you
I
know?
think so. I think so. And what's so even awesomer, they put you on Apple Music. I mean, everyone can listen to us across the world.
I know,
Like
right?
whoever's gonna listen to this is gonna be an app. I think I got an email that is now on another platform. I think it's Apple Music, Google Play, and there's another one. There's quite a few of them.
Nice.
I
So
think
we're
so.
cross-platforming right now.
It's crazy. It's just crazy because you never know who's going to listen to you. That's the thing.
I know, right?
You know, but I'm kind of glad that they made the feature where you actually get to have like a buddy now because you guys can just, brainstorm.
I know that it is a really kind of a cool thing, you know. It's like,
I'm surprised they haven't done that when they first started it because it would have just brought, I don't know.
I just got this thing the other day, so.
Oh, you just downloaded it. Yeah, I've been on it since what? January, February, I think.
Nice. That's awesome.
Something around there. Yeah.
You have like a good fan base, good fan following, you know, like.
Yeah, well, I just started. I have not been on here that long.
Yeah.
So I'm still exploring the options. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So you're like a virgin still, kind of.
Yeah, so you joined what, yesterday, you said?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay.
But we're just like recording my journey, you know, like
Oh. So
you
what is
know,
your podcast about? What do you talk about? Or you're not sure yet?
you know, I just kind of talk about whatever's on my mind, you know, like what happened in my day,
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
what I try to tell people because, I don't think a lot of people are using the platforms the way they were designed for. Like,
Yeah.
most of the people, it's all about them, about them, about them. It should be about a community of people because we are a community here, you know?
Exactly. Like,
A lot of people are just so worried about their fans and their exposure and all of this.
I know. So, what would you say? What was the last good movie you saw?
Oh my God, I just got The Last Jedi. And let me tell you something, people were bashing that movie. I think it's one of the best. To me, it's my favorite. I have to say it's my favorite.
I thought it was incredible.
And
Like,
people are questioning it, like why they killed Luke Skywalker, but you've got to understand, Luke Skywalker has been in the franchise since the very beginning. What was it, Return of the Jedi, I think. So giving Rey that power now, or even those kids,
I
it's
know.
still opportunities to
It's
explore
like
now.
passing the torch, you know.
You know, but then again, I think they should have stopped at The Last Jedi because of Carrie Fisher. Respect to her, but I guess they want to do what they want to do. But
Rest in peace. That was just
I
that,
know. Well, it
you know,
was that,
heartbreaking.
and her mom.
Oh, I know. Like it's just like days later. It was just like, you know,
Know, that was
even
really tough, but I think the movie was awesome. I mean, the way they killed him, I wasn't expecting all that blood. I was just expecting, I don't know, maybe throw him off the cliff or some damn word like they do on Days of Our Lives, but this was completely different. It was different, but it was shocking. It was really a shock.
Yeah, it was. It
I
was.
love how they put his spirit, how his spirit came back, and then it just went into the sun and he dropped his robe and ooh, I better not say anything because I don't know if you saw the movie yet. Let me hush.
Oh no, I've seen it. I've seen it. Yeah, you know, he
Okay.
basically pulled like an Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm a member of the Disney Movie Club. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're an awesome club. You really need to check them out. Yeah.
Voodoo. I have like Voodoo,
Oh,
Netflix.
okay. Well, see, with
Hulu.
Movie Club, what they do is they send you like a professional photographer, not photographer, a professional photo of the movies that are coming out. Like, for instance, if you pre-order Black Panther right now on Blu-ray and digital code, they will actually send you, once the movie comes out next month, I think it comes out May 15th, they will actually send you a professional photo of one of the scenes from the movie.
That's cool.
I mean, if you're a collector, that's, you know, see me, I like to collect stuff like that, so.
That's awesome, yeah. I like to collect, like, old cameras.
Oh.
I went to school for film, so.
Oh, you did? Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
I didn't finish school, but that's just because I got an opportunity to work on a TV show.
Oh, so, okay. What show is that?
It's called Kill Reality.
In California somewhere, or?
It was shot in California.
Okay.
It came out, like, gosh, I don't know, like, 2006, maybe?
2006. Oh, that was, okay.
Yeah, that was a while back. But it was like they took all these reality stars and they put them in a movie. The movie crew, and then there was the reality TV show crew, you know. There.
Okay. See, right. Well, you know, they say that as an actor, reality TV hurts your career. I actually read an article about that. I'm sure you've heard of Backstage Magazine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Trade paper, and they talk about that. They say that, you know, that it's not really good to do that because it kind of tampers, because you've got to think about it. You're not dealing with producers. You might be, but you're not dealing, you don't have a script. You're not rehearsing the scenes. You're just doing whatever.
Yeah. You know, you're being raw and letting people
the whole process. At your
first, you know?
You know, and then you're not really working hard either, because you're just saying, well, I'm just going to act like an idiot and this is going to make me go global. I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. And
yeah, you know, good. Like, have you seen that new Netflix special? It's like Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity.
No, I think I've heard of it.
It's really it just came out. It's all about, like, raising awareness for Alzheimer's. And
the trouble with Netflix is they don't update their shows and movies. Like, there'll be a classic movie and they'll take them years to get it on there.
Yeah. Well, it's all because of, like, licensing and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, I called them one time. I was trying to find out, how can you audition for a show? They go, you need an agent. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah. You need an agent, because your agent is the person that's going to negotiate the deals for you, you know, and he's going to be the person that, you know, is connected in that ring and knows casting directors. And
get a person with these agents, because they're very money hungry.
Oh, yes, they are.
They'll tell you anything. They'll tell you anything if you believe them.
Yeah. You know, they got to make their money, you know?
Yeah, you do. You got to be careful, too. You got to be very wise when it comes to making decisions for yourself. Some actors, they do it themselves. They promote themselves. But
yeah, I know Bill Murray does.
You know, I just found out he does the voice of Baloo in the Jungle Book live action. I just actually got that movie.
Yeah, that was incredible. That was really good.
That movie was awesome. I love it better than the cartoon. I think they really did a great job on that movie.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I'm really excited about the Lion King that's coming out with Seth Rogen and
live action.
Yeah, a live action Lion King comes out, I think, next year.
Oh, for real? And I know they were doing the Little Mermaid too, live action. And I heard about
that. That'll be awesome.
But you know what? I was seeing the reviews for that. It doesn't look like it's going to be that great, because she's not. Ursula's not even in there.
For and which she one? Should
be. The live action Little Mermaid that they're thinking about, I guess, that they're coming up with.
Really? Ursula's not in it?
How can you not have Sebastian? Okay, the crap. And Flounder, if you don't have them in there and you don't have Ursula, I am not watching it. So they kind of like made the movie. I mean, Flounder and Sebastian with his Jamaican accent, I think, you know, without that, it's really not going to be the Little Mermaid to me. And then if you're not going to have Ursula in there, what is the point? Because Ursula steals her voice and everything.
Right.
I don't know how that's going to work out. See, some of the live actions are good, and then some of them, they try to twist it around and put their own kind of storyline in it, and it kind of messes up the characters.
That's so weird.
I've been watching that since we were a kid. I know I was watching Little Mermaid since I was like in elementary school one day. You know, when they used to come into the school, into the classroom with the TV, with the VCR. Oh my God, I'm old.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, now they all have plasma TVs and all their, you know.
You don't see, you won't, these kids today won't even know what I'm talking about, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they even know what, I don't think they have chalkboards in schools anymore.
Really? So how the heck do they, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's all like erasers and you know, pretty soon, I mean, you see how like thin TVs are getting.
They have like a big old flat screen where they just click on this and click on, like a weather person, you know, with the remote control. Wow. I mean, in our days, we had to erase the board. We had to use chalk. Oh my God.
Now they have like projectors.
Ancient pencil sharpener that we still always go up in the hot summer days and we used to...
Yeah. Oh man.
Wow. Certainly, definitely changed.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Like, are you familiar with Ray Kurzweil?
No. Who's that?
He's like a futurist. Like he predicts like future like events and things like that.
No, I've never heard of the person.
Yeah, he's really smart and basically like everything that he's predicted has come true. And he says that like within 10 years we're gonna have nanobots living within inside our body that will be able to like take care of us and like.
Really? They're going to be living inside of us? Oh my God.
Yeah.
That sounds very Futurama.
I know, right?
Wow, that's kind of creepy. How are they going to put them inside of us? We're going to have to go through some kind of surgery?
No, just like they'll like inject it into you, you know, like you're getting a shot or something.
But, you know, wouldn't that have, I mean, wouldn't that have some kind of like side effects down the line?
I don't know, you know. I guess we'll find out.
Then what if it does? What if it possesses your body and it takes over your whole entire dementia? And then you're just like, oh, you're a robot. And I'm like, oh, no, this has to stop. You're not turning me into Wall-E, okay?
Yeah. What?
Wall-E, the Pixar movie. You ever seen it?
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Whoever thought that something so simple could be so amazing, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. Pixar does do good. But I think their most best one was Finding Nemo. I think that was the most best one they ever done.
Finding Dory was a good follow up.
Yeah, it was. Finding Dory. I'm glad they really go back into her, you know, story where she lost her parents, and we really found out what happened. You know, the whole story behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good too. I liked it. Finding Dory.
That was good. I really enjoyed it.
Now, maybe in 8 years, we'll get Finding, I don't know, the father. Marv.
Yeah, Finding Marv. Marv, where are you?
Or they could be doing the sea turtle. What was his name?
Crush.
Crush, Finding Crush.
Yeah, Finding Crush, man.
Better a sound to it, wouldn't you think?
Finding
Crush. I think that would just have a better ring to it. And then everybody could be drinking Crush soda as they're watching the movie.
Right. Oh, boom. Product placement.
You did a good impersonation of him there, though, the turtle. That was pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I think people would go see a turtle movie, you know?
Well, but I'm very upset with what they did to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the recent franchise because they made them look so hideous. I mean, I have a problem with that. I mean, the original Turtle movies, the first one that was done in 1990, was excellent. But when they rebooted them, terrible.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed them. I mean, but you know, like I enjoyed
looked,
it from
they
like
to like super muted bed bugs. They looked very scary.
Yeah, they didn't look as like friendly as they did. I will go with that. You know, they looked more like realistic. You know,
they just didn't look like turtles to me. They looked like some kind of mutated lab scientific explosion gone wrong, where they just looked at like something else.
Yeah. I think it's like the nose. Like I think it's because they give them noses, right?
They're so big. You know, the turtles never looked that big. I mean, yeah. Even mutated because they had took part of the ooze, but still.
Yeah. They should have made them more like friendly, you know, not as rough.
Well, they were never rough. I would not, unless they were fighting with their foes, but they were never really rough.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I guess they were just trying to change the atmosphere. The turtles have been around since the early 80s.
That's true.
When they had the cartoon series. I used to watch it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Come on. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember watching that too. That was such a great show.
80s or early 90s around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. That show was fantastic.
They had actually good cartoons on. Nowadays,
I actually got to go to the 30th anniversary party of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
It was a private party in L.A. They had like a life-size turtle van parked outside, and
wow.
it was in this like comic book shop, and it was really cool.
Oh, I went on Instagram the hell out of that place.
Yeah. I definitely did.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
They let you take pictures. Some of these places like that, they won't let you take pictures.
Yeah, some people don't like you to, you know.
Well, I guess they don't like their business is being exposed like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they don't.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah, sorry, I'm just in my car right now recording the show.
Oh, you're recording it. That's cool because, well, actually, once you finish doing this, you can upload it to your podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll get a copy and I get a copy. So
I'll probably put it on to my podcast thing, and then I will probably share it on Twitter.
Yeah. That's what I do. I share it on Twitter,
Facebook, all of that. So it, you know, yeah. It can reach other people or.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only thing on here, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of podcasters. We need to grow that. That needs to grow.
I know.
Listeners, not, I don't know if it's listeners. It's something.
I haven't gotten any listeners yet. You know,
those podcasts, and you know, when I mention podcasts to people, they're like, "What the hell is that?" I said, "You don't know what a podcast is. You have a smartphone. You know what that is." Oh my god, some people don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good thing. I really do.
Acting up on my phone, so you were like cutting in and out, so what other movies do you enjoy?
I'm a horror fan. I love horror movies.
Yeah, have you seen A Quiet Place yet?
No, but I actually have gotten The Cult of Chucky. Have you seen that one?
No.
That movie must have been the most gruesomest thing I have ever seen. I mean, I don't understand what the whole concept of killing people in a mental ward is going to do for people. I don't know if you've seen, did you see The Curse of Chucky?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think that what they're trying to do, you know, is like just like make people like, because it's actually really fun. Like if you ever work on a movie set, you know,
It is fun, but I think that they could have did so much more with it because they brought Andy back. You know, Andy started it all.
Yeah.
You know, the little boy in Charles Play 1 and 2, well, he comes back, but they really, I think they did it. Like, okay, for instance, he goes home and he lives in this, like, this cabin. And it's snowing outside, and he's drinking his beer or whatnot, and then he's looking at a tortured Chucky that has been stabbed so many goddamn times. And he's torturing him.
That's crazy.
Dog have that much effect on a man's life. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah. You know? All right. Well, my battery is getting low, so I'm going to end this.
I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight and co-hosting with me. Hopefully, we can do it again.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful rest of the night.
Same to you. Take care.
All right. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.